You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 4.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, and welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce store. If this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your Shopify store. New episodes are available each week in iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, you name it, I'm out there, or available online at ecommercefastlane.com. On today's episode, have you ever considered offering a subscription for products that are on your store? If so, this episode is definitely for you. Today, I'm chatting with Chathri, who's the head of growth for Recharge Payments, and she is going to talk about all things subscriptions. Chathri, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's funny, subscription-based businesses, you know, are very near and dear to my heart. It totally resonates with me. And, you know, because over the past, I don't know, 10 to 15 years, I've actually kind of consulted on and kind of personally even launched a few brands with a subscription-based option. So you still have a buy now button, but you have a subscription-based option. And, you know, there's huge benefits that I found, and I'd like to share that today with everyone. And one of them is kind of this recurring revenue without a checkout. You know, it's obvious that, you know, returning shoppers, you know, are good for business, and it's great for increasing profits, which is, you know, why brands tend to fight hard for customer loyalty. But, you know, every time a shopper has to check out, you know, there's, you know, obviously a risk that maybe the sale won't go through. And so that's one advantage I find with a subscription-based model is that you kind of get all the benefits of returning customers, but you have a kind of greater security now that you don't have to worry if the payment's going to go through or not. So that's one advantage. So it's just, you know, recurring revenue without having to worry about checkout because it's a monthly or a weekly type of a sale. The other part I like too is kind of very predictable revenue. You know, it's kind of it's a byproduct of kind of a recurring revenue is kind of this predictability factor, which means that, you know, it allows you to be, I guess, more accurately manage, you know, your company's finances and kind of any future investments and things that you know, you can go in without a lot of uncertainty, which is nice because it's, you know, every month people are going to be enjoying the box product or, you know, what it is that you retail. And then one of the last things that I, you know, definitely consider and consult on is just inventory control. I think that, you know, it makes inventory demands very predictable because you have a better idea of kind of how much, you know, what to keep in stock and reducing waste. And just, you know, at the end of the day, you just don't want to run out of stock. It's just not good for business. So, you know, I'm always inspired, you know, with a lot of these companies that are out there in subscription-based businesses, you know, and the truth is, you know, the reason why I recommend companies that potentially have products that could be on subscription is because it really can lead to million and in a lot of cases, multi-million dollar businesses if it's done correctly. And that's the key. It's just, you know, and there's proof. You know, if you go on the internet, you can read, and I'm sure we've all seen different videos about Dollar Shave Club and just kind of how crazy their YouTube video went with their monthly kind of subscription box, and Harry's, and there's Birchbox and BarkBox, and there's tons of these different companies out there that are very famous brands that are out there. And, you know, it's interesting though, because even though there's these, you know, like large venture backed kind of companies out there doing subscription, Shopify also has a lot of examples of very successful brands that have grown and scaled on Shopify. And that is definitely thanks to Recharge. So today we're going to learn a little more about that. I hope Chathri can bring up a couple tidbits on some merchants that are doing well. So maybe just before we get into it, can you tell me a little more about Recharge and kind of like, I guess, the journey so far of kind of what Recharge does, how they help store owners kind of get involved in the kind of subscription-based business?
Sure, absolutely. We actually started out in 2013, our two co-founders and a couple other folks, under the name of Bootstrap Heroes. And we were actually an agency at the time working on a couple of different Shopify stores. And so, you know, through working with the community and seeing kind of what different store owners were being faced with in terms of technical challenges, we actually found that, you know, one of the recurring problems, if you will, was the fact that there wasn't really an easy solution to offer subscriptions on a Shopify store. So the two co-founders and those developers actually developed a couple different apps, one of them being one for recurring billing. And it actually stuck and was a pretty big hit back in 2014 once they launched it in the App Store. And from there, they decided to focus on it and add new features and roll out full functionality for recurring billing. And since then, we've since grown to a team of 40 people now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's amazing though. So tell me a question here. Here's one question I have for you. So I kind of touched on it briefly at the beginning, but you know, why even consider a subscription-based model for a Shopify store? I mean, I have a few points I've mentioned, but I'm sure you have even more insights as to why it's important.
Yeah, I mean, you touched upon a couple of the other stores that are out there in the subscription space that have done really well. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, when it comes to consumables, oftentimes we like to think about convenience. So, you know, for a coffee company, tea company, even a feminine hygiene product, you know, really it comes down to the convenience for the customer themselves, that they really have either a passion for the product or a recurring use for the product. So why not just make it easy for them to receive a shipment on a recurring basis, so they could just essentially set it and forget it and continue to enjoy that product. And not only that, but ultimately, you know, kind of follow along with the brand journey as that store or merchant continues to grow as well.
I see. So is it easy to do? Like, you know, I mean, typically with Shopify, most store owners go and take either a free theme or they'll get more of an advanced kind of a premium theme and they'll kind of skin it to their look and feel. And obviously it has buy now buttons and does that. How does your app fit in? Is it easy to do now?
Absolutely. It's super easy to integrate, especially if you're using one of our Shopify themes that we support. We support over at least 30 to 35 out of the box Shopify themes. And, you know, several of them supported by Pixel Union, our good friends over at Pixel Union. But ultimately, you know, you would just go to the App Store, find Recharge within the App Store, hit Get, and then from there, enter your Shopify URL. Obviously navigate to the app store section of, or the app section of your Shopify store. And from there, just go through the installation process, which is essentially just setting up payments as well as selecting the products from your Shopify store to offer on subscription. So often people think it's actually more complicated than it is, but really because of our integration into Shopify, we actually make it seamless to take what's already existing on your Shopify store and then just with the integration of Recharge, offer a subscription option. So what that typically will look like is instead of a one-time item, you now have either a drop-down or radio buttons for one-time item or subscribe and save. Or in the case of a box company, it would just be, you know, part of their product details page on Shopify.
Ah, I see. Okay. So, I mean, now that you brought up Shopify and we talked about some of these major players that are out there that are kind of household names, do you have any Shopify stores that you can share with that have been doing well with Recharge?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a few. You know, again, what we found, what really works are passion products. So for example, Foot Cardigan is a company out of Texas. Love their team. Super fun team. They actually started from Shark Tank. If you can download the episode, please do. It's actually quite funny. But the co-founders there kind of, you know, are a little bit, they're characters. So they have these socks that have these really fun designs, so fun that people wanted to subscribe to them. And, you know, they came from a custom platform that they built, along with, you know, another option in the marketplace. And then, as they started to grow, they realized that they needed a bit more functionality to customize the way they actually did offer subscriptions. And so for them, right, they migrated over to us about a year ago and have now scaled up to over 5,000 subscribers and growing every day. Another example is Hubble Contacts. So you may have seen in the World Series this year, they actually had several commercials for Hubble Contacts. So people are starting to hear more and more about them. But their story is they actually started with us from day zero. And they are a team out of New York, and they've decided to kind of, much like Warby Parker, skip the middleman when it comes to glasses for Hubble Contacts. They've done the same approach for daily contact lenses. So essentially $1 a day, it's $30 a month for daily disposable contact lenses. And for them, they actually have now used the full functionality of Recharge's API to scale. So, from month zero to month three, they were able to scale up to 17,000 subscribers. And since then, they've surpassed the six-figure mark. They're well over 130,000 subscribers. But to support that, what they've done a lot with our API is pull information for reporting, pull information for real-time marketing automation, as well as completely reskinned the entire experience themselves and have this really, really awesome one page product detail page and cart all in one page. And as soon as you're done entering your info, you go straight to the Recharge checkout. The third example I would bring up is we're really big with nutrition, protein powders, supplement companies, bone broth. Dr. Axe, if you've ever heard of Dr. Axe, is very, very strong on the subscription side of things. And they've also migrated to us from another product offering in the marketplace and have brought over 20,000 subscribers over to Recharge. And really the reason that they came over to Recharge is to fully customize, again, the way they offer subscriptions. So, we've seen everything from very, very easy offering of subscriptions with companies who just want to use the platform out of the box and very easily offer that, and set that up within 20 minutes. Then on the other side of things, you have companies like Dr. Axe who are working to highly optimize, customize, automate how they market and retain customers. And lastly, I would say Ritual.com is another great example. Like Hubble, they're also venture backed. So, you're seeing these very strong, robust companies who are getting the full confidence from venture capital companies, work with Shopify plus Recharge to scale their company to over 100,000 subscribers and above. And they're also doing great.
Yeah. So it's just, it's motivational and exciting because, we always talk about Shopify doing, 80% really, really well. And it's that final 20%, that, we have to kind of dig either into a private app store, or we have to kind of, get an app to fill in that gap. And it's fantastic to see these kind of stories of success. And I've definitely heard of Hubble and Dr. Axe for sure. They're very popular. And the nice thing about that too is that, as you said, it's literally going into the app store and adding it on and following along with the widgets to kind of get it set up. You've already have some great alignment, I guess, with a lot of the theme developers too. And so knowing that it's easy to and affordable to at least offer that option, I think. And I think that's the key. And I think a little later on in the show, I'm going to share kind of some of the markets that I think do well in a subscription model, and then you can kind of take a look to see if that's something that that you retail currently, and hey, maybe should give a subscription an option. So I guess the one question that I do have, and it comes up a little bit, is about are there any challenges of adding subscription? Like we see, maybe I guess it's you always think about the benefits all the time, but could there be any challenges about how it can be successful, or things that maybe the site listeners can be aware of about turning on a subscription based option?
Yeah, and one thing I did want to mention is earlier in terms of the benefits of offering a subscription, it's not only just for the convenience of your customers. As a merchant, I would also love to remind people it's about customer lifetime value. And as an e-commerce aficionado as yourself, that LTV is almost one of the top metrics to measure your store. So when it comes to LTV, for subscriptions, that's absolutely important. So what you can do to build that and grow that is kind of what we've seen is really start to think about how to optimize subscriptions for your store. So again, you know, sometimes people will turn on the widget and you'll see subscription as an offering on the product details page. But, you know, when you come to someone's homepage, it's not as obvious that subscriptions is even available. And even for myself, for even some of our top merchants, they still haven't made it that obvious. So one of the main things I'll bring up to a merchant is that they really, really should highlight subscriptions in their main nav. Even if it's only a couple of products, just putting it in either the main nav or the dropdown from your main navigation and featuring that prominently, it'll really give someone who might be considering just a one-time purchase to actually consider, you know, well, you know what, actually, what would the subscription option look like? Is there a discount? You know, create some curiosity around that. You know, a good example of this is a customer of ours called Darn Good Yarn, and they offer this high quality yarn in, you know, their craft store. And within their main nav, it literally just says yarn and crafts, clothing and more, subscriptions and sale. So they've made it, you know, one of four options for someone visiting their homepage to see and kind of click through and check that out. I would also say, you know, like I mentioned about the discount, you know, the curiosity about the discount. If you do offer a one-time purchase option and a subscription option, absolutely, you know, taking the time to highlight to a potential customer how much they could potentially be saving. So, you know, going back to Dr. Axe, they've actually really, really A/B tested much of their store, especially their subscription pages, and they've made it very clear. It actually almost kind of looks very similar to Amazon, but also their buttons, they've made it very prominent. You know, one says one-time purchase, the other one is highlighted and actually defaults to the subscription option for auto shipping. And I've actually seen that work out really well. So something to consider as well, to just default to the subscription option and, you know, actually testing that to see more often than not, people will probably just go forward with the subscription option. In addition, you know, all this kind of goes back to creating an intuitive user flow. So, you know, not only just putting it in the main nav, but also showing, you know, in terms of frequency, making sure that it's obvious that there's multiple options, right? So is it a drop down? Is it a radio button? You know, not offering maybe 6 or 7 different frequency options. When I say frequency, I mean 1 week, 2 week, 2 weeks, 3 months, annual. Making it very clear that maybe not offering too much, but kind of offering maybe 2 to 3 options. So kind of making it very obvious which frequency that they should go for. So for example, a pet food store, you might not want to offer a dog food subscription for every 8 weeks, you know, something like dog food. It should be obvious for just UX design that it, you know, it should really be a drop-down menu of maybe 2 options for like 4 weeks or 6 weeks.
Right.
And then lastly, I would just say really just providing a lot of information about how the subscription works and just making it very clear from the onset that it's very flexible. You know, it's not like a phone plan where they're locked into a contract. It's very flexible and they can cancel anytime.
Yeah, no. And I totally agree with you on that. And it's a usability link at the top showing that's for me, what really resonates for me is the fact that there's a link at the top that talks about subscriptions, because you're right. A lot of times it's not known. And I have quite a few merchants and accounts that I look out for. And it's funny when I see that, and that's one of the first recommendations that I always bring, you know, it's very visible and it needs to be displayed as part of an main nav. And then, you know, exactly what you said, it's crucial for these sorts of things. It kind of makes me think too, is of people listening to the show right now and that are selling products are saying, hey, is there a list or is there, you know, what sort of products are, you know, I guess most suited for a subscription-based service? And I kind of jotted down a list here of ones and you can jump in if there's any missing, but you know, it's big things is I think it breaks down to kind of 2 things. It's either think about consumables or collectibles. And consumables, I think of things like tea and coffee, obviously, or like organic and kind of wellness type products. And then food products, obviously consumable being gourmet or kind of vegan, gluten-free, kind of farmer's markety type things, which I think is interesting. Supplements and vitamins, obviously we talked about Dr. Axe. So, getting to beauty and personal products, things like makeup and skincare and hair and men's grooming, obviously. And then along with this would be contact lenses, you know, doing well with Hubble. You know, baby supplies, you know, diapers and wipes and pet products. Obviously, there's tons of pet type monthly subscription type services. You know, craft kits. You know, like you're saying, a darn good yarn. Like there's so many things out there, socks and underwear, and you know that's more than the consumable kind of market. And then so if that's what you sell, then I think there's a good opportunity to at least test a subscription based service. And then obviously collectibles is the other thing that I think of that's kind of important when it comes to subscription. So are you selling art? And so maybe every month you get a unique art piece, a reprint of something that this artist is doing, or you know, is it gaming and toys and comics and books? And like, it's just, I've even recently even found there's quite a few kind of entrepreneurship type monthly book experiences where they automatically ship one or two books every quarter. And then part of their monthly subscription is being able to talk about that particular book. Like, it's so interesting how people have, made a pivot a bit, saying instead of just selling a book, let's sell a whole service and let's do it every quarter. And it kind of forces you into, reading the book and then having an open discussion for further learning. So is there anything else that you think I was missing in consumables or collectibles?
One of the main things I always mention to people is passion products. So that definitely goes under the collectibles as well as consumables. I mean, people are very, very passionate about coffee, about their health, right? So protein powder, I subscribe to protein powder. But yeah, when it comes to collectibles, I mean, you know, you think about entertainment, and we actually have some really fun Box of the Month companies working with us. So we actually work with the folks who've launched the Walking Dead box as well as the Game of Thrones box. So it's super exciting, yeah, to see studios even starting to think about subscriptions.
It
but
is.
Absolutely, the real big tie-in is you know, these passion products. And if not passion, it's definitely the convenient aspect of things.
That's fabulous. Well, so do you have any closing comments for our listeners today? When we certainly went through a lot of things and talked about a lot of the benefits for sure of kind of, you know, I guess being involved in a subscription-based model with Shopify. But do you have any kind of parting words of advice?
Consumer or customer side of things. And just like I said earlier, just being very, very transparent about, you know, it's not a contract. You can cancel or skip any time, but also showing examples of what's, if it's a box, showing what's in previous month's boxes so people can get an idea of what to expect. If it's a subscription item, kind of showing them exactly what mm-hmm. they're getting. And then also from an operation standpoint of things, right? So if you're a merchant, often people don't consider how that's going to operationally work. So, you know, we've had a couple people who realize that subscriptions were very, very exciting. There's a company out here in Los Angeles that has it's all about film, so digital film. And so he provides a subscription of film products for wedding photographers. So every month they get new digital film. And he scaled up really quickly. He's like a team of two people. And he never considered about packing multiples of the same product all, you know, to be shipped out by a certain date. So operationally, when did he need to get the film in order to fulfill orders by X date? You know, it's very much an operational challenge as you start to scale. So we've had, you know, several companies who've had to think about that. In addition, customer support and making sure your customer support team understands, you know, the differences between a subscription product versus a one-time product and how to actually help a subscriber or customer, you know, go through either cancel or modify or even pause or skip a subscription. A month or week, whatever they're signed up to. So very much considering customer support as well as operational side of things.
That's great advice. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I guess we're getting near the end of our show now. So I guess people learn
they can email
a little more about
our entire
Recharge?
Team at support. So support, SUPPORT, at RechargePayments with an S at the end, .com. And definitely mentioned you heard about us on e-commerce Fastlane. And what we can offer as a team is to work with that merchant and their team and, you know, set up a 1-hour walkthrough demo and walk them through our platform, give them tips and tricks based on their actual product that they're considering to set up for subscription. We'd be happy to spend the time with anybody who emails us. Just mention e-commerce Fastlane and we'll get that set up.
Oh, great. Thank you. So that's very kind. I'll make sure that I update those links in the show notes. And once again, Chathri, it was very, very, very informative chatting with you today. A little noisy there at one point. I think hopefully everything's okay. But other than that, yes, thank you kindly. And I think it really opens up just the education of, hey, there's ways of earning additional revenue and kind of growing a brand, just the whole recurring revenue, the predictable revenue that I love. And it's exciting time to be alive, I think, in e-commerce. And it's great that Shopify has now partnered up with you folks to make it easy. So
thank you so much for coming on the show
and we'll talk soon. Well, thanks again, Chathri, for coming on the show today. You know, Recharge Payments has a wonderful solution for Shopify store owners, you know, to easily allow them to kind of get involved with a subscription-based option, you know, for your store. And, you know, what really hits home for me in this episode was the increased customer loyalty and the increased lifetime value of having a subscription option, you know. And ultimately, you know, the stats prove that repeat customers are 7 times more valuable than one-time purchasers. You know, so it's a fantastic solution, has a really tight integration with Shopify. Literally, it's one click and you can add it. There is an API connection also for more advanced kind of connections. So, but certainly is worth experimenting with your store and, you know, and testing it out. Now, as Chathri mentioned, since you're a listener of this episode, Recharge is offering, you know, a free 1 hour consultation. So I would take advantage of their expertise and with one of their team members and just mention e-commerce Fastlane when you create your account and they'll book some time with you and, you know, going to go through some of the options and some of the best practices with your store, with your theme and how it can be connected to Recharge. Now, I mentioned this on previous episodes, this being episode number 4, but all support is kind of greatly appreciated. So if you haven't done so, if you could take a few minutes and subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, it only takes a moment on your phone to subscribe. And I would be so grateful if you could kind of give the show a rating and a review. You know, the first 8 weeks of any new show, it's kind of crucial for its visibility and its traction on iTunes. And then the kind of eventual discoverability in new and noteworthy sections. So leaving a star review is really a great way to show your appreciation for the kind of continued production of this show. And I do really appreciate you for being a loyal listener. Now, if you tune in next week, I do have a really great chat actually with the co-founder, Steve Deckert from Smile.io. It's an extremely popular loyalty and reward solution. And you're going to learn why a loyalty and a rewards program, you know, why it's so important to implement kind of right away in your Shopify store if you haven't already done so. And, you know, with the kind of the ever increasing kind of customer acquisition costs or, the, you know, the cost of ads and ad blockers and, you know, just banner blindness, Facebook algorithm changes and, you know, and you know, certainly more competition in the market kind of means that, you know, if you have a customer, you kind of need to keep them and kind of maximize their lifetime value. You know, most importantly, it's kind of turning these customers into brand advocates. So, you know, having a program like this, it's like having a free customer marketing team, you know, with their kind of referrals and their social sharing. So it certainly is it's a great episode and that you won't want to miss. Well, thanks again for taking time out of your busy day or your commute and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your desire to kind of level up your skills and your knowledge with e-commerce and with Shopify. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week and take care.